This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Another big media barrage began today in the presidential campaign. A liberal group called the Media Fund is putting new ads attacking President Bush on television in 17 states. Republicans say the Media Fund ads violate the campaign finance law. Some campaign finance reformers think so, too, but they also say the same about the ads some conservative groups are bankrolling. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
This is a shoe that's been about to drop for weeks now. The Media Fund was set up to attack President Bush and promote the Democratic agenda, the kind of advertising the Democratic National Committee can't do under the latest campaign finance law.
George Bush's priorities are eroding the American dream. It's time to take our country back from corporate greed and make America work for every American.
Republicans say the Media Fund and several other organizations amount to a shadow party for the Democrats, raising and spending the kind of large soft money contributions that the McCain-Feingold law made illegal for the real Democratic Party. This Democratic network also includes America Coming Together. Its goal is to register and turn out Democratic voters in key states. They're what are called 527 groups, named for Section 527 of the tax code. They define themselves as political organizations in order to stay tax-exempt. They say they're not political committees that would have to obey contribution limits set by federal election law. The Media Fund ads happened to start the same day that the Senate Rules Committee held a hearing on 527 groups. Nobody from any 527s testified, but critics of 527s had a lot to say, including Senator John McCain, whose name is on the McCain-Feingold law.
Look, I mean, the law prohibits anybody who is involved in partisan political activity to be outside the rules. As my 15-year-old son would say, Jimmy would say, duh, they're engaged in partisan political activity, so therefore they should be regulated.
McCain is angry at the Federal Election Commission, which, almost 2 years after the bill became law, is just starting to grapple with whether the law should regulate 527s. Another Republican senator, Rick Santorum, had a more partisan view, one that's shared by a lot of Republicans.
I find it candidly very remarkable that the very party who was the principal advocate for banning soft money are the ones who rushed the most quickly to set up organizations to use soft money. And that would be the Democrats.
There's been a general GOP offensive against the 527s. The Bush-Cheney campaign committee last night called on the Election Commission to rule the Media Fund in violation of the law on the eve of its first ads. The Republican National Committee also has sent warning letters to TV stations about ads by another group, MoveOn.org. At today's hearing, someone did speak up in favor of 527s, Democratic Senator Chris Dodd of Connecticut.
And I quote from the decision in the McConnell case by the Supreme Court. It says, quote, interest groups, however, remain free to raise soft money to fund voter registration, GOTV activities, mailings, and broadcast advertising, other than electioneering communications.
When Congress passed McCain-Feingold in March 2002, there were plenty of predictions that 527s would proliferate once the party committees couldn't take soft money anymore. But the idea of regulating money raised by 527s didn't really come up until this January, after the Supreme Court had upheld the law. It was as if no one thought the law itself would survive review. So as the presidential campaign picks up, outside groups are suddenly putting ads on TV. Some groups are organized under Section 527, but some are not. Citizens United, which has a 501c tax exemption, spoofs the MasterCard slogan to attack the apparent Democratic nominee, John Kerry.
Four lavish mansions and beachfront estate, over $30 million. Another rich liberal elitist from Massachusetts who claims he's a man of the people. Priceless.
And in a surprise move, a Republican gay advocacy group challenges President Bush on the proposed constitutional amendment to bar gay marriages. The Log Cabin Republicans are using their 501c money for a $1 million ad buy. The ad takes Vice President Dick Cheney's 2000 stand on gay marriage and throws it back at the White House.
The fact of the matter is we live in a free society, and freedom means freedom for everybody. We don't get to choose and shouldn't be able to choose and say, you get to live free, but you don't. People should be free to enter into any kind of relationship.
Federal Election Commission will try to draw lines for 527 activity in May, but that won't be the end of it. The decision probably would be challenged in court. And then the 527 issue would be in limbo, probably till after Election Day. And that doesn't even approach the question of political spending by other tax-exempt organizations. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.